You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
The new 105.5 WPHM. Well, the school year is about over. In fact, it is. Yesterday, the last day of school for kids around here. A lot of other kids getting out of class and even teachers, too. As we mark the end of the school year, a lot of families are realizing that their summer plans are coming together, and they're looking for something fun and affordable to do. Why not golf? Joining us right now, PGA Master Professional and former president of the PGA of America, Susie Whaley. Susie, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing great. So good to have you along this morning. Why do you think that youth participation in golf is growing, and especially among girls? A lot of girls taking up the sport now.
Yeah, excited to have 35% of the juniors playing the game be girls. That's a large growth over the course of the last 10 years. But youth participation in general, the biggest two demographics of growth in golf are women and juniors. And, you know, a lot of that, I think, stems from COVID. When COVID was happening, families were really searching for opportunities for their children and themselves to be able to participate in a sport. Obviously, scheduled sports events were canceled due to safety regulations and spacing regulations. But golf wasn't one of those. Golf opened doors for so many that had never tried it, fell in love with it as families, and realized the benefits that their children could receive from learning the game, playing the game, and that just continued to grow. I also think athletes and celebrities and actors have all fallen in love with the game, and they see it on YouTube, right, on their channels, on their social channels, that golf is cool now, and golf is stylish now, and so a lot of youth are really attracted to it.
Golf is a game of mistakes and setbacks. How does learning to navigate the challenges on the golf course teach kids life lessons like patience?
Well, for anybody that's played the game, they know exactly what you're talking about, because it does take a lot of patience. You're not going to hit every shot great, no matter how much you practice and play. And that's just part of the fun of it and the challenge of it. So, you know, I think golf gives children the opportunity to learn multiple life skills, including the fact that golf's a game. You have to call the rules on yourself. You have to keep your own score. So there's honesty and integrity involved. There's perseverance and grit. But at the same time, there's a lot of fun involved and a lot of challenge in that. So for children, I think parents see it as an opportunity for growth. They know that they can take those skills alongside them as they navigate into their adulthood and continue playing golf for a lifetime.
Well, and it gets them away from the phone, right? It gets them off the screen and face-to-face with other people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we still have screens in golf, obviously, for your yardage to the hole location, and we have Bushnell. So children are used to technology. That's never going to go away. However, the need for a phone, the need for an iPad, both things are unnecessary when you play golf. You can throw them in the golf bag and call for your ride when you're done. And, you know, I know people will say, well, my child probably will still pull their phone out. Honestly, as children learn the game and get better at it, they'll see others that are playing the game not do that. And it becomes a culture of having your phone put away and of socially interacting with the people that you're playing with about other things, about sports, about hobbies, about the shot they just last hit. And it's very rarely about social media. It's very rarely about texting a friend in the moment. And I think parents love that. And I think kids quickly love it because it gives them a break, a much needed break from the constant looking at the screen.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with PGA Master Professional, former PGA of America President Susie Whaley. A lot of parents might be a little wary of getting their kids involved in golf, thinking it's a little too expensive. Is there a way that families can access cheaper tee times for their kids?
Yeah, I'm really excited to partner with Bank of America to support their Golf With Us campaign, which is literally just what you said. So there's free enrollment for this campaign, and it's open through June 15th. It's at bofa.com/golfwithus. And when you register your child for free at that site, Your child will have the opportunity to play golf at participating golf courses for $5. They can also go to Dick's or Golf Galaxy and play simulator golf for $5, which is really cool for kids that love tech. They can still play 18 holes. They can play games on the simulator with golf clubs in their hands, hitting golf balls for $5. So it's an unbelievable program that 180,000 youth have already signed up and registered for across the country. And I really encourage families, whether your child has ever played the game or not, to go ahead and enroll.
What other advice do you have for parents who want to get their kids involved in golf?
I would say take them to a golf tournament if possible. Many of the golf tournaments offer free tickets for youth when an adult attends alongside them. Have them watch golf on TV. Find a local golf course public nearby where they may have a youth program that's fairly inexpensive that your child can meet some friends and learn the game with a PGA professional or an LPGA professional. But I'm also a huge advocate of these Golf for Us clinics through Bank of America, because not only can they do it alongside friends, they will actually have the opportunity to get out on the golf course and off the driving range and play the game in a way that I'm hoping will keep them in it for life.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Susie, great talking to you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM. Susie Whaley, she's the former PGA of America president, PGA Master Professional, talking about getting the kids involved in the game of golf, now that school's out.